political parties are out in full force to pursue votes, with hundreds of political parties holding rallies and door-to-door campaigns over the weekend. President Cyril Ramaphosa, who heads the ruling African National Congress, ANC, was in the Eastern Cape province where hundreds gathered to listen to him. The Economic Freedom Fighters EFF leader Julius Malema was in his home province of Limpopo where he wooed thousands. With over 300 parties contesting the polls, these are scenes likely to dominate cities and villages till the eve of the election, and health experts are worried. Nicholas Crisp is acting director general in the Department of Health.
We just really got to encourage people to preferably not get involved in the large crowds, but where they do, stay far apart from one another and preferably stay in outdoor spaces, not in the indoor spaces.
Dr. Jorgen Pillay from the Clinton Health Access warns against any actions that could spread the coronavirus ahead of the fourth wave, which is predicted to hit the country in December.
One of the key things we need to do in order not to be complacent is to ensure that we practice all of the non-pharmaceutical interventions, and we know all of those things, hand washing, masking, social distancing, and good ventilation. And now that it's summer, we can keep our windows open, and more likely to do that than in winter.
But EFF leader Julius Malema, whose party opposed halting the polls during a pandemic, says those who declared the election dates should have known better.
There is what we call an election mood. We need to build an election mood to make election exciting, to make people look forward to voting. And we cannot do that if there is no festivities, if there are no rallies, if there are no mass mobilizations to make sure that there is indeed excitement, because any other method will lead to voter apathy.
The government has allowed gatherings with a maximum of 2,000 people, but some rallies are exceeding this number. Close to 3 million people have tested positive for the coronavirus in South Africa, making it the worst hit country on the African continent. Over 87,000 have died. 9 million people have been fully vaccinated out of the 60 million population. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.